Togget issued the little dormice with a slice of deep never pie apiece and some dandelion and burdock cordial. He also dug out a packet of candied chestnuts for them. They had not eaten since the previous night, and both fell gratefully upon the food. The mole patted their heads.
There ain't much wrong with these two girt rascals. Them a vittin' oop like a pair of air beasts.
Bryony soon had old Hoffy feeling better. She cleaned and dressed his wound and fed him. He told her of his life so far, and the hard times he had experienced with the two babes. The mousemaid came up with a solution that would solve all the dormouse's problems.
You must carry on walking east for a day or a bit more, and then you will see a path. Once on that path, you'll be close to Redwall Abbey. Go there with your babes. Tell the Mother Abbess Merriam that Bryony sent you. Redwall Abbey is a place where all good beasts are welcome. You may live there in peace and plenty. The babes will be brought up well, never again knowing hunger or want. You will all find the love of good friends there. Have a safe journey, and fortune attend you and your grandmice, old Hoffy.
The dormouse did a little jig, surprising for one of his long seasons. Then he bowed to the two friends as he took the babe's paws.
Good comes out of bad, some say. Last night that villain wished me good fortune and luck on the morrow. Who'd have thought that a bad ferret's wish brought me and a babe's good?
Calling loud for Wells, they went their separate ways, but not before Bryony and Togget had donated one of their food haversacks to the dormice, more than enough to see them to the abbey. There was no talk of veil between the two friends. Bryony set her face and refused to discuss what he had done to the good dormice. In silence, the two set off, tracking the ferret once more. Veil was back on the southwest trail again. Armed with a knife, staff and food, he had cut the blankets up to make a cloak for himself. Finding a patch of wild strawberries, he ate as many as he could, streaked his face and renewed the red on his paws with the juice. Then stamped the remainder into the ground until the strawberry patch was a sludge of red fruit and bruised leaves. Blissfully unaware that Bryony and Togget were less than a day behind him, he strolled off in search of the great mountain of Salamandastron and the father he had never known. He wondered occasionally if his parent, the one called Swart, was as cunning and tough as himself. Mentally, Vale wagered that he wasn't.